from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Drew Hill covers the Memphis Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian. He was out there this morning with new Grizzly sharpshooter, not new, but newly signed, I should say, sharpshooter Luke Kennard. Joins us every Thursday, and he joins us now. What's going on, man?
What's up? How are you?
You know, we didn't know that we would get you today. And so you being here spared Memphis from my, and it's like Christmas, like Calkins' Christmas party, my annual rant about the NBA schedule. So I'm sure that all of Memphis appreciates you being here. What did you learn from Luke today out there? I know you have a story coming, so don't spoil it, but what can you tell us?
I mean, honestly, it was just a good day. When you think of just, like, good dudes on the Grizzlies team, Luke Kennard's one of the first that comes to mind. Just the way that he treats people, I think it's really easy to have a lot of respect for him. And you get to see him in that setting, and that is kind of where he shines, you know. He's just like everybody else out there on the course and talking to the kids from St. Jude and, you know, playing in his group. And I will say, he's got some pretty good golfers in his group. Last year, Luke was easily the best golfer in his group. This year, he is definitely not the best golfer in his group. But he hit some big putts today, so it was fun to go out there and ride around in the cart with him and watch him play some golf. And I think it speaks volumes that he's totally cool with us doing it. Like, he loves just having us out and chatting and asking about life. And he's a new dad and now a Memphis Grizzly for at least one more season. So it was a good morning overall.
I'm just trying to think through the roster. I'm imagining, I'm assuming, but would he be the best golfer of the Grizzlies in terms of the team?
Yeah, I actually was talking to him about this today. He has played with Santi.
Okay.
He has played with John Conchar. Apparently, Marcus is a pretty good golfer, and he has not played with Marcus. Oh. So Marcus may be the one that has him beat, but I don't know. I'm not familiar with Marcus's golf game. I can say Luke is pretty good. He's not like a scratch golfer or anything. I would guess he's anywhere from like a 10 to 14 handicap. So, but he's pretty good. So it may go to Marcus.
I would like to see Kennard versus Penny. Did I read today? Penny's got a 2 handy. Is it 2?
Yeah.
Oh my! Good grief.
That's why he got his recruiting done early this year.
He really had Morikawa out there impressed, as from everything I've read. Penny,
He did. True story about Penny. This same event, when I first arrived in Memphis, it was right before this happened. And one of my first assignments was to go out to this celebrity AM and go follow Penny.
Yep.
And this was, you know, early stages, like Penny and his relationship with the media was different than it is now at this time. And Penny let me, you know, ride around in the golf cart with him. And I'm not kidding. It was a shotgun start. So they started on like one of the par threes and he hit it to about 2 feet off the tee and tapped it in for birdie. And all of the rumors that I had heard about Penny's golf game being very good, I realized were true in a matter of about 5 seconds. And so I was incredibly impressed. So Morikawa is not the only one that Penny is impressed with his golf game. I think anybody that's been around him realizes that he's super good, like the moment that you watch him play. And he's like, what makes him so good is he's just an incredible putter. Like anything around the greens, Penny's automatic. It's pretty impressive.
I want it. Senior tour? I mean, just in case he ever wanted to, you know, step away from coaching. I mean, the guys. Listen, John and I were having a discussion that, like, you're so good at this. There's clearly a passion, you know. And if it ever gets to a point where you don't feel...
Well, like,
you know what I'm saying? You don't
like,
feel
he was
appreciated.
Clearly, he was exasperated in that radio interview earlier this summer. Like, but, bro, if it's that big of a thing, just go play golf. I haven't seen Penny that happy since 2019.
And you probably saw, too, Drew, I think it was the golf, the birthday outing. Was it a birthday? He took everybody out to you know, like a bunch of dudes out to Arizona, whatever it was. And
right.
It was Vegas.
You did see it. It was during Summer League, exactly.
Just go do that.
And, I mean, that is where he is at peace.
Get on a PJ and let that be your life.
It's a nice life.
You know? So are you willing to advocate for Penny stepping down right now?
No one's asking for that. I'm just saying it is clearly a night, and he has a true passion, and it appears to be golf, yes.
Couple things here. One, I think he still enjoys coaching basketball, and he still wants to make the city proud, and I think that still weighs on him.
No question.
I think that's part of the reason why he cares so much about the opinions about it.
Yep.
Let's not go too far here. Second of all, I don't think his job is stopping his passion for golf right now. Like, I think Penny still gets out there playing. So, okay. Your game isn't that good if you don't play. So, he finds time to be out there, and, you know, he also gets to coach the Memphis basketball team. But it was pretty cool. Like, Morikawa was, he was really impressed.
I could tell.
Yeah. Penny was getting some tips. Morikawa, like, didn't even realize that Penny had 6 knee surgeries. And that was like even more impressed when he realized that Penny's got bad knees and he's still out there playing golf at that high of a level.
That's crazy.
So that was pretty cool. Yeah, Colin Morikawa is, from my experience with him, one of the nicer guys on tour. And so that was a good combination to see. That was a fun little thing to dissect yesterday at the golf course.
Yeah, so I really have held back on this information. And I'm just, you know, with the golf tournament in town and, you know, everybody talking about their game. I held back on this information because I didn't want to, you know, rub it in anybody's face. But at Topgolf, I can hit the ball off the tee, and it goes about 170 yards.
Are we supposed to applaud? Brad, can we get the round of applause? Hey, John. Thank you.
Nobody
John,
care.
I'm so proud of you, man. I'm so proud of you. You're a real athlete. Congratulations on your golf.
Oh, that's terrible.
The guy's ridiculous.
170 yards is terrible, by the way.
Don't encourage it, Drew. You should slap it down.
It's so bad, actually.
Discourage this sort of behavior.
Like, I thought it was good, and then I told a friend of mine that actually does golf. He's like, where was the rest of it? Where was the rest of the swing? So I got to keep getting better.
Do you like that? Do you like the Top Golf experience? Do you have fun when you go out there?
Actually, I do. I do. I enjoy it. Because I'm, like, just competitive, but B, like, it's fun. It's hard not to have a good time, you know, when you're just out there hitting it and getting after it. You know what I mean? So I enjoy it, and I'd like to go again here soon, honestly, and get that 170 up to 200.
For some reason, I found myself at Topgolf like 2 out of the last 3 years on Kentucky Derby Day. It's a pretty great place to do that. Like, because you can actually, you know, set up your TV in your little bay to whatever sport event that's on. you can go hit a few shots, you can check back in. And with horse racing, you know, they only race like once every 30 minutes or 35 to 40 minutes. So, like, you know, you don't have to watch it like in depth all the time. And then they got those big TVs in there, and the one in Memphis. It's a pretty good spot. I've had some good days out of Topgolf. I have fun there too.
Yeah, it's a good time. Hopefully soon enough. Talking to Drew Hill, covers the Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian. All right, later today, there is going to be a schedule release. 41 home, 41 road. That's not really what I'm interested in. What I'm interested in, and maybe you know the answer to this, and maybe you don't, where are we going to watch these games? Where will these games be televised?
Well, as of now, it's going to remain, like, you're still going to be able to watch. If you have cable, if you have Xfinity, you know, you're going to be able to watch, you know, Bally Sports on TV like you normally would. That recently was agreed to, which, you know, for a while there, that was up in the air because, you know, baseball was basically, you couldn't watch it if you still had Xfinity because Bally Sports and Comcast couldn't reach an agreement. And then the app is still going to exist. The Bally Sports Plus app is still going to exist. You're still going to be able to watch games that way. And we're moving towards, in the future, it doesn't really come into effect this year. You know, you watching games on Peacock, on Amazon Prime, also on Amazon Prime, because Amazon will be broadcasting the Bally Sports, properties as well. And then, you know, whatever games may be on national TV. So, that's what we're moving towards. But this year, I expect it's going to be a lot of the same of what we've had, you know, the last couple of years.
In terms of what do you think of David Aldridge's offseason last? I'm not impressed because it's been uneventful sort of explanation in terms of his grade for The Athletic.
I haven't caught this.
So he did a ranking, and I guess the rest of it, sort of like in the same way you guys did the top 25, he did a ranking of the off seasons, who had the best off season. And literally there at the top, 30 through 21, you don't have to go, it's right there at the top, he's got the Memphis Grizzlies. And I'll paraphrase, but it was, you know, I don't hate the Grizzlies, I actually like them, you know, I like what they've got, but they didn't do much. Yes, they get Edie. I don't think it was necessarily a stretch because it fits. However, they didn't do much. And he said, my way of ranking, because it was his set of rankings, is that this is based on how much better you got because of off-season moves. And his point essentially was that there wasn't much. It was uneventful. And so he had them behind Portland. I mean, he had them 30th. They're dead last. He had them behind the Clippers. And I just, you know, for all of us, I thought it was a little bit of a roll your eyes because, again, if you look at the bigger picture, the Grizzlies didn't have a lot to do in terms of, right, in terms of work with everything that's lined up.
I think it's hard to quibble with them being towards the bottom of the league. I mean, like, I'm not saying that they had a bad offseason, but it is kind of true that they didn't do all that much. This is just a bet on what they did a season ago, right? Like, they never got to see out the Marcus Smart stuff. They didn't have Brandon Clark for the entirety of the season. They had all those guys hurt. Now it's just a re-up of, like, okay, we believed in it last year.
Yeah.
Now we're going to get the chance to actually see it. So it does feel like the team is rejuvenated, right? Like, this offseason, you've made a ton of upgrades because you've just gotten guys back. And that is not the same as, like, going out and making upgrades. I mean, the Edie thing is, like, the only major difference, I think, on this team. You've made discoveries. You discovered Vince Williams Jr. You discovered G.G. Jackson. You think you're going to be able to find a way to utilize those two pieces. So, yeah, this roster feels entirely rejuvenated. But just from a transaction standpoint, they didn't really do all that much, and that's fine. But you know what they did do, Jason, is they positioned themselves.
I think that's part of it. Yeah, where you're going. I think that adds to it. I think that's part, right? I mean, if you don't go all in exactly where you're going, if you don't make the all-in move, like you and I have discussed with John, like they didn't go all in, and at some point that might be a mistake. But if you don't go all in, this idea, right, that they've created flexibility, gotten under the tax line, gotten Kennard back on a deal that they like, should that be included as well in terms of move you've made? Doesn't that add to it when you combine those things?
Yeah, but it's not as sexy as some
it's
of the
sexy.
Other moves.
Oh, I get it. But dead last like, is, we say, I mean, if it's 20th, nobody, well, probably okay. But dead last is, we thought, was extreme.
Dead last is too low. I would agree right. with that. Yeah. But it's hard to argue with the fact, like, it wasn't.
There
exactly.
wasn't a lot of action. I'm with you on that.
But like, there was never going to be action.
But there didn't need to be action back
where John's
going. So
it's like, to me, it's like,
unless you made the all-in move.
Why punish? It's not like the Grizzlies were idle. They were just sort of standing pat. You know, like that. That doesn't mean that it's a bad off. They, you know, it's like what was there to do? What move was there to make that they should have made? Yeah, that's my problem.
I want to add one point here, and that is. We can applaud their flexibility that they have found a way to come in under the tax and they've left themselves room under the first apron and, like, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? If they don't do something with it,
oh, yeah.
then it's not worth anything.
I'm with you.
So if they just decide that they don't want to be a tax team, which is a possibility, by the way, because this is the way that this league operates, right? You have to pay other teams if you're a tax team. Like, you know, other leagues don't operate the same way as the NBA. Like, there is a world in which the Grizzlies just don't want to be a tax team and don't go into the tax. And then this flexibility that we're praising doesn't really matter because you never really cashed in on it or used it.
Yeah.
So, like, have to use it to make it a valuable tool. And again, like, I think that they should use it. And I'm going to keep preaching that I think that they should use it. They didn't have to use it in the offseason. But when we get to the stretch of December and January, if this team looks like they're really highly competitive, go make a trade to make yourself better. You're in your championship window. Go do it. Go utilize this flexibility that you've created for yourself. I think that's pretty important to know.
That's where we said, just like you're saying, that's where you look at what Dallas did last year. You do exactly that. Like the change that they made at the trade deadline, you can envision that with the flexibility that you have, right? Or at least as a franchise, that's what you're telling yourself. Exactly going down the road that you just laid out, that we'll make that move then, you know, after seeing how it cooks here early.
Exactly, just like Dallas did.
Yep.
The training camp, Nashville. What's going on? Why are we moving it to Nashville? You know, there's a lot of great facilities in Memphis we could have done. What's the logic and the reasoning behind the decision to go to Nashville for this?
I mean, the logic and reasoning that's been explained to me is that they don't have access to the practice facility in Memphis because of the upgrades that are taking place to the arena. So they don't have enough space to hold practice. The Landers Center, like, yeah, it's an option, but it doesn't have two basketball courts. And, like, most practice gyms for teams across the NBA have at least two practice courts. The Grizzlies have 1.5 as it stands now. So, like, you know, they're moving to a location in which they are going to have ample space for the team to spread out and practice because you're going to have more players held through training camp than you typically would during the regular season with your roster. So, I mean, I don't know what else to say other than that. Like, this isn't the first time the Grizzlies have done training camp out of town. Like, I was actually talking to Pete Pranica about this morning. Like, they did, when Para became the owner, they did two training camps in California at one point. They've done a training camp in Nashville. Like, this isn't, you know, this isn't a cause for alarm. Like, the team's lease runs through, what, 2029? Like, everybody calm down.
Yeah, why didn't you text John that yesterday?
5 years.
Exactly.
5 years ain't nothing.
Because John starts sounding the alarms, talking about they're moving to Nashville.
Ring the alarm.
You know how he is. Why don't you text him
and
calm this fool down, man?
Everything is calculated. Everything is calculated.
You can figure out the appropriate time to ring the alarm, but them doing training camp in Nashville doesn't mean anything. They've done training camp all different places. If they move to Nashville one day, if that ever is to happen, it'll be because that city is booming and because we need to do our best to uplift Memphis to be, you know, the best city possible in order to make, you know, to make it appealing for the Memphis Grizzlies. So. There's going to be sacrifices we may end up having to make as a city to chip in to try to keep the NBA team here. And I think all of that may happen, but we're not going to freak out about a training camp where they're going to hold training camp 5 years, you know, before whatever their current lease is they're on ends.
Like, well, yeah, no, I agree with that. I mean, I'm mostly joking, but I do think, you know, everything is on some level calculated.
Used to be a Paris old school or something out in Cali years ago. Wasn't that what it was? You mentioned the two they had.
I think it was in Santa Barbara.
Yeah, Santa Barbara. Right. And I think John thought they were going to leave then. You know, the same thing. We did the Nashville's trying to get a baseball team too. They can't have it all.
No, I mean honestly, if the Grizzlies left, I don't think it would be Nashville would not be the city I'm worried about.
Exactly.
But I mean, I don't.
Oh, I know. But believe me, I'm with you. I mean, I don't, this idea they'll be here forever. I'm not going to go there.
Right. I mean, cause like Drew said, I mean, has to be.
Look at the freaking Rams, and how much their valuation went up.
Yep.
When they go from St. Louis to L.A.
That's
so
right.
It's just dollars and cents, and so we'd never be that naive to
That's
believe.
Right.
You know, you're just owed the Grizzlies for the rest of time.
Right.
As far as Memphis is concerned.
Now, Drew, do you have a memory of the Simmons Bank press box you'd like to share?
Get up in there.
No, I just remember that when I was covering the Tigers football team, it was a rendezvous in the press box every single week.
So that's the best thing we could say about
it. Memphis barbecue experience was in the press box.
It was the only thing that was first class about that press box. Oh, you're right, Drew, was the rendezvous.
Yeah, the windows were like, I remember we had to ask them to clean the windows because they were so like foggy you couldn't really see out. And so if it was really hot, no one wanted to open the windows. Or if it was really cold, everybody obviously wanted to keep the windows shut. But it was sometimes hard to see out onto the field. This is great. I'm glad they're doing it. You know, I haven't really thought about the logistics of this, but I just started thinking about it yesterday. Which way are the cameras going to point? Like, I'm sure there's an answer to this that I just haven't seen yet. But are they going to point towards the empty section? Because that doesn't seem like it'd be a good idea. But where are they going to put the cameras on the side that they're tearing down if it's going to point towards the part of the Liberty Bowl that's actually going to have stands? I guess they're going to have to build some platform or something.
Right, some temporary kind of, yeah. No, that's a good question that I'd love to talk to Ed Scott about. I got to tell you.
I remember Giannotto writing about this, but I don't know if the answer's in there, about switching them over a year ago or something to the other side. And, man, I don't remember if this was related, but that you remember Giannotto, I thought, wrote about it, and it was the showboats and they were doing it, but it was also going to be applied. I don't know if it applies here or not, but the last I remember was any talk of this, like Giannotto writing about it back in the day. It's been a while, so I don't know what the update.
Well,
I have no idea what the updated plan was. I think that was before these phases have started and all that. But maybe it's
That makes sense. Yeah. I think you ideally, right?
Turned it on.
You want it to face the part of the stadium that's going to actually have stands this year, because you don't want to look out into the parking lot with the Mid-South Coliseum in the background. But you definitely don't want that as your television product. And then you want to switch them the next year, right? Because you want them to face the nice corporate suite and all that. So, yeah, I'm interested in what they'll do there. I need to ask some people about that, because I just thought about that actually this morning as I was watching the press box videos.
Yeah, no, there are lots of questions about game day for sure, and that is up there with them. Drew, always appreciate your time,
Thank
man.
Thank you for
Thank
this,
you.
Drew.
Yep, thanks, guys.
Yep. See ya. He's Drew Hill, covers the Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian, out there with Luke Kennard at the FBSJC earlier today.
Drew was ready for that all-in move.
Mm.
You can tell.
Mm. Both you and him. Speedy Claxton. Y'all were waiting on that Speedy Claxton move.
You can sense it. The spirit of that.
Jared Allen.
Because he's right. If this fails, you could call it playing it safe, because that's what they've done, staying under the tax.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't do anything at the deadline, or you don't shake it up, and it needed shaking up. Well, that's a failure. You know, then you can't credit him for this flexibility. So he's right, and he's holding him accountable.
Well, you got the trade deadline,
that,
right? I mean, you do still have that.
Again, I'm telling you, they are saying that front office, we will do a Dallas. That's
right.
What you're telling yourself, right? We like what we got. If we need to shake it up, we'll do what Dallas did. And look at Dallas run to the – that's what you're telling yourself as a front office.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.